All right, so it's April 9th in the year of our Lord, 2022. And we are vaulting towards the very end. You know how I know that? Because I read news. And if you read the news, what you read is man's sin is so prevalent now, it's unconscionable. The things that you read about now. And now I'm not talking about serpent news. Not talking about serpent news. You know, the serpents own all that media that you're watching on TV, if you're still watching TV like a dumbass. Why you would do that, I don't know. Maybe you like being a little sheep, a little part of the system, part of the beast system. Maybe you enjoy that, getting sucked into that. Sitting in front of a TV and becoming a zombie. Maybe you enjoy that. Getting out of reality. And going into a different zone. You know, the television has got a patent on it, don't you, that controls how it controls you. I can't think of the name of the patent. But look it up. Look it up. Look it up. It's like the phone. Doesn't the phone control people? They got it tied to them like it's got a chain around them. A chain from their hand to their back pocket. And from their back pocket to their phone. All by design. Satan is very good at what he does or he wouldn't be Satan. He's the master deceiver. But anyways, reading the news this morning, I just came upon this one article. And so I had to talk about that one article. Because, like usual, what do people always seek first? Or most times, what do they seek? They always seek man's wisdom or man's system versus going to God. Going to God. Why aren't people going to God first now when they're going through struggles? When God, the Creator, is able to fix everything. Why do people go anywhere but that? I don't know. But I just wanted to read an article, and then you tell me what you think. A new study finds children are just as stressed out as their parents, and the pandemic may be to blame. Pandemic or plandemic? Planned. It was all planned. All planned. They knew what was going to happen. When businesses shut down. Closing churches down. Making kids nuts. They knew exactly what they were doing. You know why? Because they had time to do their own studies before then. You don't think all these kids that are that disappear every year, it's like 100,000 kids, I think, a year, something like that. Maybe it's more, I don't know. I haven't looked that up lately. Where do they go? Never to be seen again. Where do they go? Where do they go? Experiments down underneath in the tunnels. Look up tunnels if you haven't looked that up. There's a whole bunch of tunnels that they have created. Go across the whole United States. Look that up one day if you're willing to look up how deep things are and how sick and wicked this world really is. It's where they got all kinds of food, and it's where the Satanists are going to run when things get really bad. when they unleash total war on this world. That's what they're going to hide down in the depths of the ground. Because that's where they came from. That's where they came from. These demon-filled people. All right. Recent survey of 2,000 American parents reveals that since the pandemic began, 68% have seen their children face significant mental and emotional challenges. 68%. 68%. Whenever, when you were a child, there was a time when there was innocence in this world, you know. And not anymore. Not what's being taught in the schools today. But, yeah, if you had to wear a mask, you know, that's totally satanic, don't you? Putting a mask on. It's a ritual, a satanic ritual. It binds you. It binds you. It makes you obey. How many obeyed when they said to do that? Put on a mask. Even though it does nothing for you. Among some of the biggest pandemic stressors for children, heading back to school, 44%. Now kids are afraid to go to school, which they should be because of what's being taught, but they're just afraid to go to school because, ooh, they might get sick, or it's not just what they would think it should be. Now it's a prison. Who wants to go to prison? Nobody does, especially a kid. Adjusting to remote learning, 38%. We're meant to socialize, be with other kids. If you're a kid, you want to be around other kids and socialize and grow into your own groups and see all the different personalities. There's a million things why a kid should be with another kid. So now they have to adjust to remote learning where they're just looking at a screen like Satan loves for people to look at screens. Because when they look at screens, they're looking at him. Did you know that? When you're watching TV, you're watching Satan. You're looking at your phone screen for 6 hours a day, whatever the average is. You're just looking at Satan. That wasn't that long ago that people didn't have that. They didn't have phones, smartphones. I don't know why they don't call them dumb phones. That's what they should call them, dumb phones. Dumb phones, because that's what they are. They make people dumb, dumb as hell. Makes them like little sheepies, little sheeps, little sheeple. And grieving the loss of loved ones, 28%. So people are dying by design. Did you know that that's the whole design of the pandemic is to kill people, to depopulate the earth, and take as many people to hell as Satan and his minions can take with them? Maybe you don't want to believe that. Maybe you can't believe that. But there is a spiritual world that we're fighting against. And this isn't a place that is not anything more than Satan's playground. Satan's playground. He controls this earth, all the governments, all the people. Didn't you ever wonder why when the pandemic started rocking and rolling that all governments all of a sudden joined in with the same agendas, like it was planned? All of a sudden everybody wear masks, everybody shut down businesses, everybody put you on curfews and all the different garbage things that they brought out to put you in jail. Isn't it funny how almost all the countries of the world did that in unison? That's because Satan controls all the governments. Half the poll believes that missing life milestones, such as participating in graduation ceremonies and birthday parties, has negatively impacted their child's mental health. Well, yeah. I mean, you're a kid. You wanna have fun before you become an adult, man. Once you become an adult, it's all serious. It's all serious. You wanna enjoy life as a kid, because life gets hard after you turn 18, 19, 20, and 21. That's when reality sticks in. You gotta be a man and you gotta be a woman. But before then, it's all right to be a kid. That's how God designed us, to be kids and to think like kids. A lot of times I think like a kid, still. A lot of times I think I didn't even grow up. And I don't want to. I don't want to. I still want to have innocence in my mind and believe the world is a wonderful place. Even though it's not. Even though it's not. But it's okay to think that way. God gave me that innocence. When I was born again, I became a little baby again. A spiritual baby. Therapy for the whole family. Oh, okay, now let's get into the whole family thing. Parents have also faced mental health challenges. Gee, you think. During the pandemic, leading challenges people are facing revolve around work. 45%. Well, yeah, if someone tells you have to take a bite from the snake, yeah, that can be something hard to chew on. And then deciding, well, either I take this satanic bite, either I take that or I have to lose my job. So what do? I need to provide for myself and my family. What do I do? What do I do? What do I do? And then everybody's nuts. Everybody's nuts at work. You got the vaxxed and you got the unvaxxed. And you got the vaxxed that are saying, it's all their fault that this isn't ending. It's not ending because of them. Because they didn't take the bite. Yet they're the ones that are going to be dying off like flies on a fly trap very, very soon. They're the ones that gave themselves AIDS and all kinds of other diseases, cancer. Changed their DNA. Took the mark of the beast and are going to hell. Yeah. I wouldn't worry about those people. They made their choice. They made their bed, now they got to lie in it. So, it is what it is. They had God in their life, they wouldn't have done it. Never. Never in a million years would a Christian, a born-again Christian, a saved Christian, not have had the knowledge by God to not take that bite. Never. Now, there are some, I believe, that have. So I can't say totally never. But unfortunately, there's different personalities in this world. And some people are just dumber than others. And that's reality. That is reality. Some people are just dumber than others. And are more gullible than others. Someone says, look up in the sky. What is that? And they point up. And the next thing you know, there's 50 people looking up, pointing at nothing. At nothing. But they believe the first guy. That there's something up there. Stupid. People are stupid. Because they don't get into the word. They don't get into God's word. All right. You know what I've been thinking about lately? Honestly, what I think I'm going to start doing. But I can't because I don't have the money to do it. I swear, as God is my witness, I would love to do like either a radio show, whatever you want to call it, a podcast, like all these other people do, but unfortunately I have the money to do it. I don't have the equipment to do it. This computer is on its very, very last leg. I need a computer, I need the software, I need the ability to pay for the ability to do the podcast, equipment. Thank God I found this recording thingy doer at the thrift shop, so at least I'm be able to talk now. And I think that's what I'm going to start doing. Maybe spend like 4 or 6 hours a day. And then break it into half talking about the Lord's word and half talking about how... Whoa, did I almost say something bad? How screwed up this world is. How screwed up this world is. Because it is screwed up. But if you give me that ability, I'll do that. And like I keep saying, but once in a while I'll say, I can't even afford to keep this website going. I got to pay for hosting, and it's a huge amount. And that's coming up. So I guess people will decide that either I'm crazy and not worth the time of the day to even listen to, or and they'll run out to these bastards that are teaching all their free-thinking, free-spirited, positive-thinking garbage that they teach in the pulpits. Not the truth. The truth of God. It's sin. It's sin. All right, where was I? As a result, 63% of parents have sought a therapist for themselves, their children, or the entire family, according to the research conducted by one poll on behalf of this place that took the poll. Parents cite their child's lack of socialization, 47% showing signs of depression or anxiety, 45% are losing interest in their favorite activities, 40% as the top reasons they sought therapy for their child. So, have they succeeded? Has Satan succeeded with not only destroying children with pumping them full of garbage vaccines and making autism, I think it's 1 in 10 kids now, something like that. I looked that up, the percentage, I'm not sure. I think it's 1 in 10 kids have autism. You know why? Because they're pumped full of drugs, given all these vaccines. Straight from hell, when you don't even need, because people don't realize God made us perfect, but yet people want to go seek everything but God. They want to go seek the medical establishment, because They're so right. They have to be. They're all dressed in white. And even though they got their little snake symbol, that doesn't mean nothing. That must be a good thing. Doesn't mean it's all about sorcery and conquering your mind and your body with lies. Keep you into that system. It always amazed me that once people go to doctors, they keep going to doctors. Keep going to doctors. Like they're, I don't know. I don't know what they're like, a god to them. You know, there are people that actually think they're sick all the time. They're sick. I gotta go to the doctor. I seen it with my own eyes. And the next thing you know, they got not one, prescription. Now they got two. Because the first one started giving them more problems. And so now to compound that, they have to take and get another prescription. And now between those two prescriptions, it's causing more problems in their body. So now they have to take a third one. Before you know it, they're taking 10, 12, 15, a whole bag full of medicines. All to get Satan rich. It's Satan rich. People used to think that these Mexican cartels, they were the kingpins of drugs. They were the evil ones. No, they're right in every corner of every city pharmacies. All right. So, yeah. Kids are lack of socialization. How are you going to socialize with a mask on your face? I think I read about a couple of days that kids don't even know their own parents from wearing masks when they're little young babies and that. Don't even know or understand. The kid, baby looks up at their parents and they say, well, they're mad or sad or they're happy. I can see it in their facial expressions. You can't see that with a satanic mask on. So kids can't socialize anymore. Can't socialize anymore. 47% of them. Half the children can't socialize anymore. Half of them are depressed or anxious. Anxious. Should a kid ever be depressed or anxious? Any kid, should he be depressed or anxious? Or should he look through the eyes of God and see the wondrous things that he created and think about going to the zoo and seeing all the wondrous things that God created? I don't know, you were a child once, didn't it? Wasn't there a time of innocence and everything seemed awesome? Satan took that away. He took awesomeness of innocence and beauty and love out of this world, and he's turned it into hate and depression and anxiety. Or they're losing interest in their favorite activities. Maybe they used to like playing football. But then little Joey, their friend, who also liked playing football, took the bite. And he was just out playing ball one day, and then he falls to the ground dead. Look up that if you haven't. Look up how many people playing sports, professional sports, high school sports. Any kids that took that bite out, they're starting to drop like flies now. That would make a kid lose interest in football or something like that, wouldn't it? Or whatever. What do kids do? They sure don't go to playgrounds. You ever see kids in a playground? No. Kids used to go to playgrounds. That's what they were called. Playgrounds for. You used to go and play soccer and baseball and all those things that you can climb on and stuff like that. They're not doing that now. They're all screwed up and losing interest in everything. Won't even live thanks to the pandemic. All by design. All right, let's see what else this wonderful little story says. When looking for a therapist, parents say the most important things they look for are professionals who can address their child's mental health symptoms. Most of them are looking for a professional who can address their child's mental health symptoms. Just think about that. They're going to a professional, indoctrinated with books and man's wisdom, versus going to the only mind professional and body professional that there is in this earth. Jesus, God. That is able to heal. When people go and they seek after man, and that's their first problem. They seek after man in religion. They got to seek a religion. They can never seek a relationship. with Jesus. And that's where the problem lies. Where the problem lies. The people don't seek God first, but they seek a religion. They seek buildings with big, pretty windows in them. Or a man standing in front of them that will give them all the answers. As he blinks 1,000 times, each blink a lie. A lie from the pits of hell. Filling you with all kinds of goodies. Ooh, life is good. Life is good. Life is good. No, it's not. I'm reading you why it ain't good. So obviously you must be preaching some real bull crap. All right. So they want them to address their child's mental health symptoms. They can offer both virtual and in-person sessions. 33% of them want that. Here where the kids don't even want to be on looking at the damn screen for school, and now they got to look at it for a therapist. See how one thing just adds to another in stupidity. It's stupidity. Kid don't want to watch the be in class online, but now he's going to be online with a guy that's going to look like a Dr. Frankenstein, and he's going to give him all the answers to what he needs. And can improve their relationship as a family. So, that's the big one there. And can improve their relationship as a family. They're going to go to a total stranger, and they're going to explain and tell them how to be a better family. I wonder if they're going to tell them, well, first off, do you even know if your child is a boy or a girl? And then he's going to say, oh, God, I'm not going to go there. But my point is, why aren't families improving their relationship with God? What are you doing for your family as a unit for God? A family that prays together stays together. So when you wake up early in the morning, what's the first thing you do with your family? Do you have prayer time? Are you praying to God? Are you going to a special place, whether it's the family room, or the best place would probably be the kitchen table, if that even exists in your house? You know, the families used to eat together at a kitchen table. Now they eat on the couch. Eat on the couch while they're watching the Satan on the Satan screen. And then at that family table, they'd also talk and communicate. There ain't no communicating now between parents and children. So now they got to pay somebody to do that. Well, what if you went to God first like you're supposed to? What if you're a man, you acted like a man? You're second in line. There's Jesus, God. Then there's the man, then there's the woman, and then the children. Man is supposed to be the protector, the provider, the director. Are you being that? Are you being the man? Are you like most of these fluffy goats that doesn't know what he's doing? He just has to hand it out to somebody else. Maybe they'll fix the problem. No, you gotta fix the problem, buddy! You gotta fix the problem. Take control of yourself and your life. Maybe you're one of these people in an hour out getting drunk and high. Maybe you go to a bar at night instead of grabbing your child's hand and praying with them and reading God's word to them. What are you doing? What are you doing for your unit of family that you have to go to a man to fix your problems? What are you doing? Wake up! Wake up. Wake up. Be a man. Structure your family in a way that is pleasing to God like you're supposed to? How many verses of the Bible have you taught your kids that they can recite off back to you just instantly? Any? How much time do you give to God a day? How much of an example are you to your children each day of God? Do you talk about God to them? How many hours? Where do you put all your time? First off, if you're a man, here's what a man would do. First off, if you're a man, you would take that television set, you would carry it in the backyard, and you're going to say to your family, I'm doing this because I love you, and I want us to not serve Satan, but to serve God, and to go in a total different direction in our lives of being in all these problems. I don't want to be in these problems anymore. We're depressed. So I'm going to take this sledgehammer and bust this TV into a million pieces. And then here's a little sledgehammer and a little hammer, Johnny. This is for you. And Michelle, here's another little hammer for you. You could go take a whack at it too. Make a family day out of it. Because you probably have more than one TV in your house. You're so stupid, you probably put TVs in your kids' rooms. You gotta put God first in your life. You have to. And that's the problem with this country. That's the problem with this world now. All the problems we're having are because we've forgotten God. We've taken to put God out of our minds and thoughts and brought in the world that's more important. And that's not more important. If you put God first, then everything else falls into place. Did you know that? Second thing, if your kids got smartphones, throw them out, because that's part of the beast system. Throw them out. Say that you're not having this no more. You're not spending all your time looking at that little screen and watching things that I have no idea what you're watching. Filth. You know how much filth these kids are watching on their smartphones? Sending each other dirty pictures, and even themselves. So get rid of that. If they still want a phone, get them a flip phone. They exist nowadays. They exist. They can still talk if they want to their friends or whoever. You want to talk about disconnect. You know what disconnect is? The kids don't even know how to communicate anymore with another human being. All I know is that the communication is emailing somebody else. That's communication. So you're gonna destroy that. You're going to destroy that, and you're going to let them talk to another human being. You're going to let them talk to a human being. All right. So, yeah, those are the two good things you could start as a man, and you're the leader of the family. If your wife gives you any problems with that, then put her over your knee like you're supposed to. She's supposed to listen to you. She's supposed to be in subjection to you. Is she? Have you taught her that? Does she know that? Have you read her the Bible or tells her that she should do that? All the way from the garden with Adam and Eve. See, that's a problem nowadays. A woman tries to be equal to a man, and that's just not going to happen. Well, it has happened. I can't say it's not going to. I'm saying in a spiritual way, not in physical. It's one of Satan's great game plans, is to put women on top of everything. And those monsters that are half beasts of what Satan are. Did you know that Satan was half man, half woman? Did you know that's what he was? That he is the opposite of God, where God made a man and a woman. Satan is both of them at the same time. Satan has to do exactly the opposite of God, and he is the opposite of God. He's complete evil. All right, going on. The research shows it takes the average child 5 therapy sessions before they start to feel comfortable with the therapist. Okay, so what's a session? An hour? At least an hour. I don't know. I never looked that up to see what that would be, but I have to, because I know they charge by the hour. I'm just guessing it's an hour. Maybe it's 2 hours. So it takes looking for a kid to look at a screen for 5 to 10 hours. Or sometimes in person, probably if the parents can afford it, I guess. Here's a complete stranger. It takes 5 to 10 hours before the kid takes them from being stranger mode to now being able to fill their mind with whatever they want. Do you know how corruptible and sick that is? Sick that is? That you're letting another human being fill your child's mind with whatever they want? Ruining them for life, probably, with their thoughts. Man's thoughts versus God's thoughts. What if you took 10 hours yourself and sat your kid down, took him to the park, and read the Bible for 5 hours or 10 hours? What if you bought a children's Bible that they could understand more easily? There are children's Bibles. Start out with the stories in the Old Testament. So you start to see, wow, there's a God. I could see that happening in people's lives. With Samson and Delilah and David and Goliath. Stories like that. Start out there. Show them that there's a God. But people don't do that. Because they seek man first. They always seek man first. Man says there's something going around in this world that's going to kill you. It ain't going to kill you. There's a 99.9% chance, I think. Is the statistic now that it won't. But people jump in line, man. Jump on that bandwagon. The government said it's true. It's got to be. It's got to be. And look at all these actors. And all these singers. Saying, get the bite, you need the bite, it'll help you, and you're doing so much good for humanity by taking the bite. And people that aren't saved and blind are stupid, and they follow the B system, because they don't have God in their lives. They don't have a God in their lives. Okay, the next thing, it says it takes a village, more than 8 in 10 parents, 84%, who have sought help, say their family now openly talks about their therapy sessions, and 37% believe that therapy is helping them feel closer to family than ever before. Oh, so now, all of a sudden, the family's talking, but what are they talking about?
Well, this is what the therapist said. And, Mommy, I feel like even though I'm a boy, I need to go buy a dress now.
And I used to want to be a fireman. Now I want to be a dance on a pole. People are dumb, man. Dumb. Why didn't they start talking before then? What's so hard about talking to your child? Talking to your wife? You must have loved her if you had kids with her. Maybe you didn't, but you should. Why would you be with her? So since you got yourself into that, since you are a family, Why not make the best out of being a family? Take time. You don't need some idiot with things on his wall that says he's this or that to show you how to talk, do you? How to plan activities with your family? When's the last time you went camping with your family? Or took your son out fishing? Went out family walks every evening. When's the last time you had workout sessions with your family? Or you exercise? Daddy does, see if Daddy can do more sit-ups than Johnny. And I doubt he can because his beer gut probably prevents him from even doing one or two sit-ups. So he can't do that. But you can do that. You can change any time you want. But the most important thing you got to do is have time for God. Time for God. And once that TV's gone, guess what? You got hours and hours that instead of wasting your time on that. Now you can start talking about God, and praising God, and asking God for healing in your family and in your lives. Take the time to do that and see if you need a therapist. God created your mind. He created you from the dust and the ground. Do you think he can't fix your mind and fix everything that's happening in this world now and protect you? Every hair on your head is accounted for. Alright, what else did this say in this garbage thing here? Over 2 in 5, 44%, feel they have a good support network within their family and circle of friends to help them support their child's mental health. So, what is that support network? Is it other Christian people that believe like you? Or is that support system people of this world? People of this world who put out worldly thoughts and wisdom. It's garbage. You gotta decide that, people. When a child is experiencing a physical health condition, most caregivers don't think twice about reaching out to their pediatrician. First thing they go, where's the first place they go? Physical health condition, where do they go? They go to the doctor. So they say, okay, God, I know you're the master healer, and I believe that you can heal everything. Maybe Johnny Zurich, we can place our hands on his head and ears, and Lord, I believe you can heal that. I believe you can heal that. And maybe there's a natural way of healing something before I go to a professional. A professional. You know that's how things used to get done, right? With when people were healed. Natural herbs and remedies. When marijuana was outlawed. It's got so many good things that it does to help the body. You look, it shows people even get cured of cancer from it. It's got a lot of miraculous things. That's why they banned it. They banned it because they couldn't put a patent on it. Can't patent something that's natural. Can't make money off it. It's got to be banned. It's like nowadays they'll ban their... I can't think of it. Ivermectin and... I don't know. Can't think of one. But there's drugs now that are supposedly good that... And helping people that have symptoms of COVID, have symptoms of that. And what do? They ban them. they ban them, or they say, well, no, they're not good for you, or who would take some horse medicine? Oh, you must be crazy. Even though you go to doctors that are in the know and aren't bought out by the system, they'll tell you they work very well. They work very well. A lot of these drugs that they want to ban, that's why they ban them. They don't want you on the good drugs. They want to put you on the bad drugs to keep you sick. And you're a customer. Customer for life. Customer for life. That's what they want from the time you're a little baby. That's why they poke you and stick you. Because they know it's going to cause problems in your life. Cause problems in your life, and you're going to have to come back. It's a big business. Big, huge business. Created by Mr. Rockefeller. Look it up, what he did. Look up how the American Medical Association exists. Why it exists. Where they took all the doctors who used to have their own way of healing people and said, no, you can't do that. You got to follow our system. You're going to follow our system, or you're not going to be able to practice medicine. Look up that beast system. Sorcery. It started, I don't know when it was, 30s, maybe 40s. Can't remember that exactly. I remember 1913, that's when the America was taken over. The Federal Reserve. Federal Reserve. Why do they call it Federal Reserve? It should say Bend Over Reserve is what it should be called. Bend Over. Because we just took over your whole country. All right, when a child is experiencing a physical health condition. Okay, yeah. Yet, emotional issues in children can be trickier to spot, and understandably, some parents may not know how or when to involve a mental health professional. When your child is huddled up in the corner with his thumb in his mouth, crying, that's probably a good time to say there's something wrong, I would think. But it doesn't have to get to that point. I'm telling you, go to God first. You won't need any of this man crap. Says Dr. Blah, blah, blah. Mental health should be treated no differently than physical health. We want to get you in that system. They're incredibly intertwined. They're incredibly intertwined, and both play a critical role in children's well-being and development. If you don't put the B system into your mind, they can't be well-developed. Instead of putting God into their system, put God into their system. But if you don't have it in your own self, how are you going to do that for your kids? Are you saved? Are you born again? Are you one of these people that they go to a large religion and say, I'm saved, and say when? Well, I was a baby. I was saved when I was a baby. You were? You tell me in the Bible where it says that salvation, number one, comes from baptism. Or, number two, that it's not something that is a decision that you accepted Christ into your heart and is part of that. It doesn't exist. Baby baptism. All that is to get you into the system, too. I was saying, I can't think who said it, but one of these religion said, if you get them young, we got them for life. Get them young, we got them for life. It's like take them to a therapist. You get them young, you got them for life. Next thing you know, they put you on drugs. little Johnny. Johnny's struggling in school. Well, you know what? Maybe he's got, what do you call those things? PST, AAD. I don't know what they call them. So next thing you got to do is put him on drugs. It always comes down to drugs, doesn't it? They're going to these psychiatrists and psychologists and all these weirdos. They put him on drugs. I can go look up the percentage of that, how many kids are on drugs. Warp their mind with their words and then warp me more with their drugs. So what are people stressed out about? It says parents, 45% about work, 41% school, 36% making new friends. Not hard to make a Christian friend. Not hard to go to a Bible-believing church building and find a new friend. Not hard at all. In the world, you ain't going to find no friends. People out in the world, it's all full of hate. People want to kill you out in the world. They want you to have it like... out there in Oregon, Washington, they want that across the whole United States. There are people out in the streets, it's going crazy, burning up buildings and destroying everything in sight, shooting police officers. That's what the world has to offer. You go find yourself a good Bible-believing church, a Holy Spirit church, you're not going to find that. You're going to find the opposite. Moving. Kids are worried about moving. I mean, why are they moving? Because they raise the rent so high that people can't afford to live in a place that they used to rent from before. Isn't that amazing? How the system works, the beast system works. They raise the prices. What they did to the housing, how they raised that so high now. That big, you don't think that's gonna burst? That huge bubble, like it did 2004, 2005, 2006, 2007, 2008, somewhere around there, when that whole system blew up. You don't think that's gonna happen again? And people buy houses for twice as much as they're worth, three times as much as they're worth. It's coming, too. It's going to be a big one this time. You talk about recession. Get ready for food pantries. All right. Getting parents and kids on the same page. Half of the parents surveyed rejoiced. The therapy has given them a better understanding of how to navigate through difficult situations that may arise in the future. How about rejoicing in your Savior? How about that? Rejoicing every day when you wake up. Rejoicing for your health. Rejoicing for your being unblinded from this world and know what's going on in this world. That you didn't get bitten by the beast. That you are so wise in God. Why not rejoice in that? Rejoice that God died on the cross and shed his blood for you. That's what's worth rejoicing for, right? I do every day. Thank you, God, for dying on the cross for me, for covering all my sins. I rejoice about that. I rejoice I'm not going to hell anymore. That's what you should rejoice about. Rejoice you're not going to hell like so many people are headed in that direction because they don't even want to know God. They could care less. They made their decisions. This is what I want to do. I want to change who I am from a man or a woman and change myself into a duo like Superman. Superman ain't a duo. I'm just saying something that ain't what God created. Turn themselves into Satan's image. Satan's image. You know you were born in God's image. God's image. So now people want to be Satan's image. So what they do is they color their hair purple and yellow and green and start talking real funny like this and doing whatever to go away from God, being out of his reality. They don't want the reality of God in their lives. So you get what you ask for. You don't want it. You don't have to have God in your life. You don't have to. It doesn't force you. You got free will. You can do anything you want in life. You can do anything you want. You want to go out tomorrow and buy a gun and shoot and kill somebody? Go ahead and do it. That's what you want to do. You got that free will to do that. Maybe you want to go out and Bible. Get a Bible tomorrow. And save somebody. Maybe that's what you want to do. That's what you should want to do. Go out in the streets and witness to people. Not burn down buildings. Not fight with other groups of people. Grab them and hold them. Love them. Show them the love of God. Okay. Let's see. So parents are rejoicing. Rejoicing for their therapist helping them. Yay. Yay. I wonder what they're talking about now. Both parents and children alike shared the same key tools they learned from therapy that have become their go-to solutions for coping with stress and anxiety. There it is. This is how they're going to cope with stress and anxiety now. Not going to God in prayer. Not going to God in prayer. We're not going to go there first. Not going to go there first. Going to our Creator. He created me, put me on this earth. I'm not going to go there first. Here's what I'm going to do. They have their go-to solutions for coping with stress and anxiety, including medication. 49% of those are going to go on medication. See, I didn't even get to that point and I told you. Including medication. Half the parents, let's throw them on antidepressants. God help us. So half the people are getting drugged up, doing relaxing activities. 45, well, again, almost half, but what's your relaxing activities? And exercise. I told you about that already. You should exercise with your family. Take walks with them. Go find parks, different parks. Go walk around. It's snowing out. Go find a hill. And find a sled and go sledding. There's a million things you can do out in the outdoors. Do you do that with your kids? Tear them away from this world and show them God's paradise of what he created out there. Maybe you live in the big city. Well, I guess that might pose a problem, and you may not be able to do it as often as you want, but I'm sure there's still playgrounds around. And if not, there's sidewalks. Just go take a walk. Take a walk. Take a family walk. Take a family walk, and you'll find somewhere. There's got to be somewhere around you can spend time with your family outdoors. Just pray about it. Pray to God. He'll show you something. Pray to God for everything. He'll give you all the answers. God will give you all the answers. Not a therapist. A professional. All right. So they're getting all drugged up, 50%. Relaxing activities. Doesn't say what those are, so I don't know what that would be. I'd probably say to watch TV. That's relaxing. To sit in front of a good movie. Sit in front of Satan's. Brain dead designed television. I'll tell you a relaxing activity. Painting. Watch some Bob Ross. Learn how to paint. And buy yourself paint. And some, all things you would need to paint on and all that stuff. Get your kids the same equipment they would need for doing that. And do it together. Have who's the better painter week. See who comes out doing the best one. The thing about painting is you'll get better and better, even though you don't want. No, I don't say you won't want to. You'll get better and better, even though you think that you wouldn't. And it's very therapeutical. Therapeutical, is that the right word? Therapeutic, I think is the word. Maybe that's the word. So painting, yeah. You get those and have painting days with your kids. Instead of watching TV tonight, spend 2 hours painting. And as you're painting, talk to each other. See how wonderful an activity that would be. How about board games? Anybody play board games anymore? Monopoly? I didn't like Monopoly because I always cheated. I didn't like when I didn't win. And I didn't like when I didn't get Boardwalk. Somebody else got it before me. I hated that. I hated that game. But there's a lot of different board games out there. And I'm sure you could figure out something like that. But thank goodness for the internet. Look that up. Relaxing activities. See what you could find. You find all kinds of things you can do. Not only for couples, a man and a woman in their marriage, there's all kinds of things you could do. When's the last time you massaged your spouse? Gave him a good massage, good deep tissue massage. You done that in a while? The candles and oils. Lots of things you can find to do. The research also reveals that parents help their children cope with their stress by encouraging them to be honest and open. Yeah, that's the first thing I read the whole time I've been reading. That is something good, 50%. The other half, I guess, are not encouraging them to be honest and open. I really don't want to know what your problem is, honey. I really don't. Talk about what's bothering them, 46%. So only half the parents are asking what's bothering them. The other half are saying, go watch what's on TV. Go see what's going on TV. Leave me alone. Kids were raised on TV. Did you know that? That parents found out that you could... kid's giving you any kind of problems, or he's acting like he's like he has nothing to do or whatever. Man, turn that button on. Turn that button on. Set him in front of that TV. You can go as soon as that's on and give him, put a bowl of ice cream in front of him. You can go take a trip for a week. Come back, they'll still be there. They'll still be there watching that TV because they're going brain dead. What a horrible thing that is. Do fun activities together, 44%. Well, doesn't take a therapist, paying a therapist, to learn that fun activities is a good idea. 44% only believe that, though. The other half, they don't want to do fun activities. They want to sit on the couch and put a bigger dent in it. Fun activities, look it up on the internet. See how many wonderful, fun things you could do as a family. Not just one hour a day or one day a week. All the time. All the time. Take time each day to have fun things to do with each other. 9 in 10 parents who help their child cope with their stress using these techniques have found successful. So, 9 in 10 found being honest and open, talking about what's bothering them, and doing activities together. 9 in 10 found those tactics found to be successful. Overall, 69% of parents now feel more attuned to their child's mental health during the pandemic. Mental health. Overall, 69% of parents now feel more attuned to their child's mental health during the pandemic. So before the pandemic, they didn't even really know they existed. That's what that's saying. What that's saying. But now they realize, okay, their kid's not quite acting right because of this pandemic. So 70% of the parents have woken up to that fact. The little Johnny is starting to act different. He's different. 71% add they're more knowledgeable about their child's. 71% add they're more knowledgeable about their child's mental health state. Half of parents talk to their child about mental health at least a few times a week, if not daily. Another 72% believe their child feels more comfortable coming to them with any issue. Oh, look at that. What a miracle. Little Johnny's all drugged up now, and he's got his little therapist in the corner telling him what to do and say, and Johnny feels like $1 million now. All right, finally, the United States is in the midst of a mental health epidemic, and our children are facing many unprecedented challenges. While seeking out a therapist may feel intimidating, it is the best thing you can do when you or your child are struggling. Early prevention to address problems before they become larger issues is critical. Yeah, so little Johnny I gotta stop. Anyway, I'm done. This was a rant out of nowhere. Just woke up. Was reading a story and think how sick this world is. And how stupid people are. And how people don't go to God first for everything in their lives. Whether it's just you and you're an individual, you don't even have a family. Or you do have a family. That you and your wife, how many times do you guys hold your hands during the day and pray together? How many times? How many times a day do you take turns opening a Bible and each taking turns? Well, I have to add to what I was just saying. And I want to tell you something about the devil works. The devil works. And praise God. Praise God that I was able to save what I was just recording before this in this message. Right when I was going to... save. I had just about finished what I was saying. I can't get it to... I was able to save the message, but I can't get it to where I could forward it to the end to remember what I was saying, because it's taken me an hour to recover this. Thank God. Thank God for the internet. I can't believe it. But what happened was I was talking, and this is one of the things that Satan likes and loves to do, is to mess with you. Just about done with what I was saying, and bam, the power goes out. For just long enough for, I don't know, 2-3 seconds. And bam, I thought, well, the computer shut off. I thought, well, the devil didn't like what I was saying, obviously. Didn't like what I was saying. So what's he do? He shuts the power off. So I wasn't able to save the recording, so I figured, well, it's gone forever. But then I went on the internet and found some coding, and I'll be darned, even though I didn't save it, there it is. There it is. There it is. Praise God. Praise God. Devil does all kinds of weird things to me. He don't like me. He don't like me. He don't like what I say. That's why I need better stuff, man. I need better equipment. I need better things. And if you could help me, if you could help a fellow Christian out, I would love it. All for God's glory. All for God's glory to help me buy you better equipment. Anyway, I think I left off because I can't forward that to the end. And I'm not going to listen to it because it's over an hour, I think. Just spend time with God. And if you're not saved, if you're not born again, if you are not born again, if you do not know God as your Savior, if you do not have a relationship with Jesus, you can today. You can. You can. You can. And everything can go on a total different path than listening to all these crazy, worldly people and their thoughts. God can heal your mind. He can heal your body. He can heal your spirit and your soul. Everything. And so, praise God. Praise God. Just wanted to get back. I thought, and that's not the first time. I actually lost, I don't know, a lot of messages that I had written. That I couldn't get back. I tried and tried and tried, and since then learned how to save things better. But hours and hours and hours and hours of spending time writing things down are gone. Satan took those from me. Took them from you, from being able to read. And today was a case, another case. Bam, I was just about done recording. And the power goes out for 2 seconds. 2 seconds. Just enough to shut the computer down. For no reason. For no reason. That's how Satan does things. And immediately the first thing I thought about is it was being down and I stopped being hateful a long time ago. It's just part of what Satan does. I accept it. And so sure enough, I prayed about it. I went to God and I prayed and I said, God, please, first places I went to, it says that you can't retrieve things that if it wasn't saved. And I thought, well, I knew that already in my head. But then I found this one site, and bam, it gave me some coding to put into the command little thingy there, and sure enough, there it was. It was, and I had to change a bunch of stuff and how it was written, or I don't even know what I did now. But anyways, it's there, and it was saved. So, praise God. Praise God. I think he wanted you to hear that today. And that's all I can say. I'm a happier man than I was 45 minutes ago. I can tell you that. It really bummed me out. Satan loves to bum you out. Loves to make you feel bad. And loves to destroy your life, destroy things. And he loves to destroy the voice of God. And he almost got away with it, but he didn't. So, anyways, that's it. I can't remember where I ended up on the last part of what I was saying. So, like I said, just spend time with your family and put God first. Put God first. Then if you're married, put your husband second. Then comes the woman and the children. There's a design that God made. And put God first, and everything else will fall into play. He'll take care of everything. If you're worried about losing your job versus taking the mark, lose your job if you have to. Eventually, you'll be able to sue him, probably. It's unconstitutional. They could force you to take some. It's not even the vaccine. I think if people realize that it's not a vaccine, but it's gene therapy, that it actually changes your DNA first time in mankind after the flood, that's happened in the Old Testament. That's why God had to have the flood, because of the invading of demonic angels' DNA coming in the blood of men. So he had to have a flood to destroy mankind. And now, here we are again. Same thing. Same thing. And do what you have to do. Don't fret about it. Don't worry about it. Put it all in God's hands. Because that's what he wants you to do. Whatever you're facing, going through, whatever comes your way, whatever fiery darts, just like the one he just threw me about 45 minutes ago or so, or whatever. Just take it and brush it off. Brush it off. And just pray to God. And the devil has to flee. The Bible says the devil has to flee if you command him to leave you and to leave you alone. Just use those words against him. Use God's word against him. That's what God's word is for. It's to learn, and it's also the ability to repel Satan. Because you have the Holy Spirit now, and you have his word. So, anyway, I'm going to go, because this is, with added to that, what I had before, it's a longer message. So, but just want to let you know what happened. What happened? Satan tried to shut down today's message. God bless you, child. Whoever you are, I pray that if you're not saved, that today is the day of salvation for you. Amen.